A vote in Congress yesterday all but guaranteed that plans to store 77,000 tons of nuclear waste under Yucca Mountain in Nevada will proceed over the objections of the state's governor. There was a time in the mid-1970s when Nevada's state legislature welcomed the project. One historian traces the change of heart to a strange incident in the small desert town of Beatty, a town that today still does not have a traffic light. It's a town whose residents to this day aren't particularly troubled by the idea of storing nuclear waste in their backyard. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Beatty is a small town surrounded by mile after mile of the kind of desert you hope your car doesn't break down in. Its residents make monthly pilgrimages to supermarkets 90 miles away in Las Vegas. In 1962, a company called Nuclear Engineering set up shop down the road to dispose of low-level radioactive waste. It was the first commercial site for storing low-level waste in the United States. For 14 years, it operated without drawing much attention. But then a manager noticed something odd. Bags of cement were vanishing. Bruce Church worked for what is now the Department of Energy and oversaw a radiation emergency team for the region.
So he did a little bit of investigation and realized that some of the other employees was taking the ready-mix truck and the cement and going into the town of Beatty and doing donated labor.
A nice gesture, except that the truck had previously been used to mix liquid waste with cement before dumping it in the ground. Conceivably, it was radioactive. Some longtime residents like Skinny Forsyth remember that day the investigation began.
There was a big plane flying around in the area, very slow, and they would go one way and turn and come back, and he'd work it back and forth, working out a grid. And when I saw it the first time, I thought he was looking for a downed plane.
But this plane was scanning for radiation. It didn't find anything, but Bruce Church did. He arrived by helicopter. Teams of his government inspectors went door to door, ranch to ranch, with Geiger counters. They found lots of things that were supposed to go to the dump, but hadn't quite made it.
Some of the more popular items was ships' clocks and compasses that were beautiful in nature, mahogany, brass, with big radium dials. And that was the reason why the Navy had disposed of them.
The cement mixer from the waste site had been used to pour a floor in a bar. Plywood boxes for packaging waste had been recycled into chicken coops. Big cylinders from a weapons lab were being used to store well water and animal feed.
I was angry. My initial reaction was, how could you do this? You've endangered all these people out here.
But fortunately, they hadn't. The waste was so low level, much of its radioactivity would have faded by the time it reached the dump. Church says local residents knew that, and he can understand their desire to recycle what seemed like perfectly good material.
The worst thing that we found was a little tiny bit of radium on a carpet that was less than a square inch that we cut out in a motel room. But in terms of dose to the public, there was none.
This seems like an inconsequential event. But Church, who is now president of the Nevada Test Site Historical Foundation and writing a book on it, sees this as the beginning of an avalanche, one of those weird moments that can change the course of history. Church argues that this incident woke up the state government. After Beatty, Nevada no longer wanted nuclear waste, a fact demonstrated a few years later when a fire broke out on a truck carrying low-level waste in Beatty.
The governor really had a problem with that. He came down, he visited, and actually got in a anti-contamination suit and observed it up close and personal. And he just went ballistic, made threats printed in public that said, you know, the people responsible for this ought to be hung.
Today, the waste in question is high level. Most of it comes from nuclear power plants, and it will remain radioactive for tens of thousands of years. Some environmentalists have fought the Yucca Mountain Project, as have Nevada's representatives on Capitol Hill. Democrat Shelley Berkeley let loose at a subcommittee hearing a few weeks ago.
As a representative from Southern Nevada, I must express the outrage felt throughout Nevada about the Yucca Mountain Project. Over 83% of the people I represent vehemently oppose Yucca Mountain. Why are Nevadans so outraged? Because the state of Nevada produces not 1 kilowatt of energy through the use of nuclear power. We create not 1 ounce of nuclear waste, Yet the federal government is asking the state of Nevada to store 77,000 tons of dangerous high-level nuclear waste within an hour's drive of the homes of 1.4 million men, women, and children.
The Nevada governor has vetoed the Yucca Mountain project. Yesterday, the House voted to overturn the governor's decision. The Senate is expected to do the same next month. Back in Beatty, all this seems distant. Skinny Forsyth, who saw the planes overhead that afternoon in 1976, sits out on his back porch. The sky is blue, like always. The mountains on the horizon are millions of years old. Forsyth says nuclear waste just doesn't come up much in conversation.
Beatty's kind of like this. They're not really all that concerned. Never have been. I don't know of any time that anybody could really get up in arms and yell and scream about that many things unless that you're going to take the freedom of owning a dog away from them. Then you got to fight. And then tell them where you're going to put your horse. That'll get them at the meetings, too.
Forsyth gestures in the direction of Yucca Mountain, located 20 miles away on the Nevada test site. The military set off 904 nuclear weapons there. Forsyth says he's more worried about contamination from that than the waste to be sealed up in Yucca Mountain. Down the street is a local restaurant called the Exchange Club. The cashier says she has no problem with storing waste at Yucca Mountain. Neither does the waitress. Seated at a table is Bobby Revert, who was once a county commissioner. He used to own one of those nice clocks from the low-level waste site. Revert says there probably is a better place to store the high-level waste in the United States, but he thinks Yucca Mountain is a reasonable spot.
Everything out there is radioactive. It's been that way since 1951. Nobody's ever going there. It's going to be secured. It's going to have patrols. It's going to have security guards. You're never going there. You're not, your grandchildren are not, and their grandchildren are not.
You can find opposition to Yucca Mountain in nearby areas like Amargosa Valley, where some farmers worry that no one will want to buy their food anymore. But Beatty is a mining town, or was until the mines closed. And many residents here see the Yucca Mountain project as a source of jobs. Ruth Bendikovich tends bar at the Sourdough Saloon. Miners were sometimes called sourdoughs.
I mean, you've got people in this town that's living below poverty level. If they have a chance to better themselves with a better job, to make more money, and to better their kids' lives and everything, I'm all for it.
It was a floor in this bar that was poured with potentially radioactive concrete back in the 70s. That floor had to be torn up. Outside of town, old waste is still below ground at the nuclear engineering company, except that it's no longer called that. Today, it handles chemical waste, and the company has changed its name to something more appropriate to today's world. The sign outside now reads U.S. Ecology. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Beatty, Nevada.